Hello and welcome to the European Patients Podcast, representing the voice of patients in Europe. This podcast is brought to you by the European Patients Forum, the leading voice of patient organizations on the continent. My name is Anne, I'm the communications officer for EPF and your host on today's episode. As this podcast airs on 18 November 2023, we mark European Antibiotic Awareness Day. My guest today is Vivian Leung, antimicrobial consumption expert for the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, the ECDC. We met Vivian in the podcast last year as well to discuss the important topic of antimicrobial resistance. Vivian works on the European Surveillance of Antimicrobial Consumption Network and coordinates surveillance of antibiotic consumption across EU and EEA countries. In this episode, we delve once again into the importance of AMR as a global health priority, this time in light of 2023's European Antibiotic Awareness Day. Before we start, a bit more about Vivian Leung. Vivian Leung is a doctor and epidemiologist. She has worked as a family doctor and hospitalist as well as in public health, improving disease surveillance systems and investigating disease outbreaks. In 2022, Vivian joined the ECDC as antimicrobial consumption expert. In this podcast, we'll talk about the impacts of antimicrobial resistance on patients, including serious complications, the latest ECDC data on antimicrobial consumption and resistance, and most importantly, what patients can do. Hello, Vivian. Thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Thank you, Anne, for having me again for European Antibiotic Awareness Day.
Yes, great. Great that you're here. Please, can you tell our audience a bit more about the ECDC and about the European Antibiotic Awareness Day?
Yes. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, or ECDC, is a public health agency of the European Union. We collect, analyze, and share data on communicable diseases and public health threats such as antimicrobial resistance. We also assess risks to Europe and provide guidance to help prevent and respond to outbreaks and public health threats. European Antibiotic Awareness Day, or EAAD, is on November 18th every year. EAAD is a European health initiative recognizing the growing problem of antimicrobial resistance and the need for us all to use antibiotics prudently. At this time every year, ECDC releases the latest European data on antibiotic consumption and resistance with key findings and their implications. This year, we release data from 2022 and focus on the consumption and resistance targets recommended in the recent Council recommendation on stepping up EU actions to combat antimicrobial resistance. ECDC is monitoring progress towards these targets for the year 2030 as we step up efforts to prevent and reduce antimicrobial resistance across Europe. So this year on EAAD, we want people to know that even though antimicrobial resistance is a complex and sometimes overwhelming issue, there are concrete and measurable targets we can aim for as we chip away at excess antibiotic consumption and antibiotic resistance.
So the EAAD is a unique opportunity to raise patients' awareness of antimicrobial resistance. So before we go a bit deeper into the conversation, can you explain to our listeners what antimicrobial resistance exactly is?
Antimicrobial resistance, or AMR, is the ability of pathogens to become resistant to the antimicrobials that we use to treat infections. Bacteria can develop antibiotic resistance as they adapt to the exposure to an antibiotic. When resistance occurs, it becomes more difficult to treat infections. And the situation with antimicrobial resistance is deteriorating. And listeners here should know that the new antibacterial strains that are emerging are becoming resistant to several antibiotics at the same time. A major problem, especially in hospitals, is the emergence of bacteria that are resistant to last-line antimicrobials, which severely limits treatment options for infected patients. Of most concern here is that these bacteria may eventually become resistant to all existing antimicrobials.
To understand why AMR is a problem, it's quite important to have an idea of the extent to which medicine depends on antimicrobials. In the worst case scenario, what could the future of patients look like in a world where antimicrobials are less and less effective, in your opinion?
Yes, even now, we are already seeing severe health, social, and economic consequences of antimicrobial resistance. Right now, there are already patients that are experiencing longer hospital stays due to resistant infections. Also, an estimated 35,000 people die each year in the EU, Iceland, and Norway from antimicrobial resistant infections. So modern medicine does depend on antimicrobials. If we think about the pre-antibiotic era, there were medical procedures that were risky and even deadly without a way to effectively treat infections. Organ transplants and life-saving surgeries would not be possible. Cancer chemotherapy and intensive care would be far less successful as it is now. In a world where antimicrobials are less and less effective, patients with simple infections that were once treatable with modern medicine have complications and long-lasting sickness when antibiotic treatments do not work. So this could occur, for example, with respiratory infections, urinary tract infections, or sexually transmitted infections spread in community settings. And if we want a future where antibiotics work when they're needed, we need to step up efforts to curb resistance now.
Yep. And so the European Commission has set the target of reducing the total consumption of antibiotics in humans by 20% in 2030. And the ECDC closely monitors antimicrobial consumption and has the most recent data available. So we spoke to you also last year. How would you assess our progress in this area since then? Is the EU making progress towards its targets for antimicrobial consumption?
Yes, ECDC is closely monitoring antimicrobial consumption. And as I mentioned earlier, we just published consumption data for the year 2022. Last year, we found that the decrease in antibiotic consumption in 2020 persisted during 2021. However, we were wary that antibiotic consumption would rebound as non-COVID infections resurge. Now we see that in 2022, antibiotic consumption has rebounded across the EU, and the EU consumption level was similar in 2022 to what it was pre-pandemic in 2019. So the progress we saw in reducing consumption during 2020 and 2021 has reversed, which means we need to intensify our fight against AMR now. Prior to the pandemic, we were making progress in reducing antibiotic consumption across Europe. We now need to strengthen prudent use of antibiotics at all levels, from patients to governments, as we work towards the 2030 targets.
Surveys show that although the majority of people know that overuse of antibiotics can make them ineffective, still far too many do not know that they are ineffective against viruses like cold or flu. Having access to reliable information is the cornerstone of informed decision-making about your own health. What, in your experience, are some of the challenges of providing information on this issue?
I did see that a substantial proportion of people in Europe cited cold, flu, and even fever as the reason for taking antibiotics in the 2022 Eurobarometer survey. These survey results tell us that we really do need to continue to spread the word that antibiotics do not work against viruses and must only be used for bacterial infections. This is a key message that we have for European Antibiotic Awareness Day. Mm-hmm. One main challenge is that it can be difficult to tell if someone has illness due to bacteria or viral infection. Particularly when it comes to respiratory infections, the symptoms can be similar for bacterial and viral infections. For example, fever, sore throats can be due to infection with either bacteria or viruses. It's important to know that in general, respiratory infections are more commonly due to viruses than bacteria. And this is partly because viruses are smaller particles that spread more easily than bacteria. Mm-hmm. We should therefore first suspect viral infection when we have mild respiratory symptoms. And allergies are another possibility. But if symptoms become severe, a medical doctor should be consulted, and testing can be done to help determine if there is a bacterial infection. But patients may get confused about the reasons for taking antibiotics when a doctor prescribes antibiotics without testing, as testing for bacteria typically requires growing bacteria in a laboratory. Prescribing antibiotics without test results can occur for severe and prolonged infections when the doctor suspects a bacterial infection. So as you can see, spreading the word about appropriate use of antibiotics is challenging, which is why we are asking everyone to spread the word for European Antibiotic Awareness Day.
Exactly. And what could someone who comes across this podcast do to reduce the risk of antimicrobial resistance? What steps could patients, citizens take in their daily lives?
An excellent question. We believe that patients have an important role in reducing the risk of antimicrobial resistance. First, do not self-medicate with leftover antibiotics from a previous prescription. If you have leftover antibiotics, return them to the pharmacy. If your symptoms persist or if you have any concern, it is important that you consult a medical doctor. You may be more at risk for bacterial infection and should seek help more quickly than other people if you're over 65 years old, if you have a suppressed immune system, or if you have chronic lung disease, heart problems, or diabetes. Let your doctor know that you want to avoid the side effects of antibiotics and the potential for development of resistant infections if antibiotics are not necessary. If you are prescribed antibiotics, be sure to take the right dose at the right times for the right length of time as prescribed. This will optimize your treatment and minimize the potential for bacteria to develop resistance. Finally, please only get antibiotics from licensed pharmacies. Antibiotics from other sources that are not properly regulated can potentially be underdosed and thus be ineffective and contribute to resistance.
Thank you for that answer. These are measures that patients can take individually to reduce antimicrobial resistance, but to a greater extent, what policies or tools do you think could promote the prudent use of antimicrobials? I'm thinking, for example, WHO programs, systems for monitoring antimicrobial consumption, transnational cooperation, research and development, et cetera, et cetera. What tools could be most effective?
Yes, policies and programs on a wider scale are vital for tackling the complex issue of antimicrobial resistance. Besides the new council recommendation adopted by EU health ministers, the WHO European region just endorsed a new European roadmap on AMR for prioritizing and implementing high-impact interventions such as government investments in key measures like improving hygiene, vaccination, and AMR surveillance. At ECDC, we believe that data-driven interventions are most effective, so we are working with European countries to optimize surveillance of antibiotic consumption and antibiotic resistance. And with high-quality surveillance data, countries can identify areas for improvement. I would recommend looking at ECDC's data on antimicrobial consumption and resistance, which is available on our website and ECDC's official webpage for European Antibiotic Awareness Day. ECDC's reports and interactive data dashboards for consumption and resistance can help policymakers identify areas for improvement. These data can guide regulation of certain antibiotics, making certain diagnostic or treatment resources more available, or strengthening of certain infection prevention and control strategies. The ECDC data is also used to show how the EU and EU member states are progressing towards the 2030 reduction targets.
Right. And rounding up our conversation, because we're nearing the end, what would be your wish for next year's European Antibiotic Awareness Day?
My wish for next year is to have some stories of successful reductions in antimicrobial resistance. We know that this is happening in many places where politicians, hospitals, healthcare professionals, and patients are all working together to prevent and reduce resistance. The goal is to engage everyone, everywhere in this effort, which is why I'm so glad to have had this conversation with you for your podcast listeners.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you once again to Vivian Leung for joining us today.
This episode covered the European Antibiotic Awareness Day, the importance of prudent use of antimicrobials, lessons learned from the latest ECDC data on antimicrobial consumption and antimicrobial resistance, and best practices in tackling antimicrobial resistance at patient and healthcare system level. We are the European Patients Forum, the leading voice of patient organizations in Europe with 79 members across the continent. Thank you all for tuning in to the European Patients Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media for regular updates.